Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. I love that phrase. I love that line because I've been hearing it at the beginning of services since I first walked in the door of the Religious Science Church. And I'd like to continue that long tradition because it says everything about who we are. The life is simply showing up as us, and we get to participate in that and channel all of that wonderful energy in certain ways based on our desires, our beliefs, our thoughts, and our hopes. So knowing that, I know that we settle into, and what today's celebration is all about, is celebrating that life within us, and looking for tools and inspiration and ideas that will take us to a deeper, better, stronger, wider use of our own minds in a way to make a difference in our everyday lives. So that's why we're here. And we welcome you. We welcome you, whoever you are, wherever you come from, however you call yourself, however you understand yourself and to be in the world. Whatever systems of beliefs you may have come from before this moment. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us, whether you're here in person or whether you're listening over the internet. We say welcome and thank you and recognize that this is a community in which you're appreciated and loved, even though we don't yet know you or know much about you. We know who you are. You're an expression of the divine. Therefore, how could we do anything but care about you? So what do we teach? What do we believe? We believe in one power, one life, one God. And now to tell us a little more about that, here are some of our members and practitioners. I believe
in one God,
one absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love
and creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life
and the immortality of the individual soul
forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. That excerpt you just heard is from a larger piece of work called the Declaration of Principles, and it's much more extensive than that. That captures some of the real core ideas and core pieces of it that we like to remind ourselves of, because that's what we're here to do, is to remember. I have a friend that calls me the post-it note minister, because my only job is to be a post-it note to remind you of what you already know and to awaken you to what you already know. So be it, and so it is. We talk about practitioners a lot. They are actually religious science practitioners, or practitioners of this teaching of new thought, science of mind. And a practitioner is someone who has really studied this teaching, and they've studied it in a way that allows them to open their minds and hearts to receiving a greater experience of life and then participating in making it happen. We were talking before the celebration today, and this whole room is filled with people who are either just come back from a trip or getting ready to go somewhere or to experience and celebrate life in some way. And what a practitioner does is work with individuals and themselves to help open our consciousness to let go of some of the negative limiting thoughts and be able to then embrace and bring into us that flow of life in a richer, bigger, larger way. So today the practitioner of the day is moi. Okay, now I've got my practitioner hat on. And I wanted to, you know, all ministers are practitioners first in this teaching. You must go through that process, because in practitioner education and practitioner training is where we really clear and open our minds from letting go of the limiting ideas and opening to a bigger idea. So today, this month, we are now diving into the everyday wonder of life in our finances, which is sometimes a dirty word for some people to talk about. But in this teaching, finances are all about the flow and abundance that goes through us and moves through us. It's all about all of the abundance of the universe. So today I'd like to invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment, which is a way of, it's an affirmative prayer in some language, but it's also simply a natural process of thinking through who we are and what we are in order to establish a better idea for ourselves, in ourselves, knowing that as we do that, it is also established in the conscious, the universal consciousness. So what we do is we start with the idea of what God is for us, or what spirit is, or divine. I mean, if God's a bad word for you, don't worry about it. Shift it. When I first got into this, a teaching like this, Jonathan Livingston Seagull was my idea of a higher power, because it's the best I could do, because the God stuff carried so much negativity. That has all changed for me now, but whatever your idea of the infinite, the highest possible power, the most, the broadest possible perspective of life, that's the infinite. And then we go from that to, what does that have to do with me? Where do I fit in with all of that? Is it something out there, or is it really something in here and all around me? And I believe in our teaching teaches that it's an energy, it's a power, it's not a personality or a person. So that infinite something is moving in me. And then I get to declare, okay, so in me, as me, this is who I am. And as I establish in my mind what the infinite already knows, that I am an expression of it, that life is moving through me, then I get to declare from that place of power, what is my truth? What is my desire? What is it I want to see happen in my life in a way that perhaps I didn't know? And in doing that, then what I do is I don't declare it as coming to me from the future or out of the past or anywhere else, but I declare it as already happened. So I can imagine, we were talking about Peru. I've been there once, and, you know, I can imagine myself being there and what it would look like now, and it's changed so much and blah, 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 blah. All of that is simply a way, whatever way we can make that third part of this of the treatment process really alive and well, then we can, it becomes a part of us. We can imagine it. We can think of it. You think of how it feels and how it tastes and what it looks like. And then the only natural response to that, of course, is gratitude. If I can already get to the point where I believe this is already done, I can only be grateful for it. And then I let it go, because it's this part of the work is done. But there's another thing behind this, and that is, and we say it all the time, is treat and move your feet. So it's do that treatment work, do this meditative work, do this thoughtful work, and then allow the ideas to pop in from that flow of life through us. And those ideas will say, all right, go there, turn here, ask that question, take that action. And as that happens, then the full expression of the result, which we call demonstration or manifestation of that prayer, affirmative prayer, can take place on the ground in person. I had a teacher that calls it walking it out. You got to walk it out. You got to take those steps and let it become what it is through you. So today I want to raise our consciousness and begin a treatment or do some work around what is happening all over our country, especially south of here in Florida and other places where natural disasters are creating so much hurt and pain for people, where they're in such hurt. We're grateful to know that at least our members that we have heard from have fared well from in those in Florida going through that whole disaster that's happening down there. And we're grateful for that, but there are many people for whom that disaster has been a terrible disaster. So I am not powerless over it, nor are you. And what I want us to do is I invite you to do is to walk with me through a spiritual mind treatment on that, and let's make a difference, because I absolutely believe it does. My friend John is fond of saying, "Don't tell me your demonstration is stronger and more powerful than my treatments." So let's get our treatments in line here. So here's what I know. I know there's one power, one energy, one life moving through everything. Whether it's hurling and swirling through the high winds of a hurricane or moving through my mind right now, there's only one energy, one power. That power of love, that power that reminds me how connected I am. A power that invites me to take a deep breath, to remind me that I'm in a flow of energy and life. I am not stagnant. Nothing about me is stagnant. I am part of this living, moving, breathing consciousness that is constantly in movement in our lives and in our world. And since it is an absolute, then I must be some part of it. I am connected. I am fully aware of my unity with this power. And it's not even a unity with. It's knowing that this power flows through me as me, creates every cell in my body, every thought in my mind, everything that is going on in me comes from that divine energy moving through and out into the world and connected with one another. So I stand in the center of this flow, accepting that I am part of it and in no way separate. So I don't need a relationship with it because I'm it. I'm not all of it, but it is I, it is me. It is what is flowing through me as my life and as my thoughts. So as I become aware of this, I can state my desire into form for relief, for a sense of peace and power and harmony and freedom, which is always present, whatever we're going through, whatever issues, whatever problems, whatever is seen as the hurricanes in our lives. In the midst of that, there is also peace. In the midst of that, human beings finding ways to love each other and support each other and help each other out. And I lift up and hold up all of those people who are devastated right now, knowing that they are a part of life and that life cannot be limited, snuffed out, or stopped. There is no way that anything can happen here except a movement forward toward a greater healing, a greater life, a greater freedom, a greater love. Many people are said to be out of power, but I am here to declare no one is out of power. They may be out of electricity, but we all, and they all of us have our own personal power that cannot be stopped or limited in any way. Knowing that that is true, then the very power of our lives flows outward and through and brings peace, harmony, joy, and freedom. Whether it's meeting people in the line waiting for your next jug of water, or whether it's meeting people here in similar thought and concentration, all of that is life expressing perfectly. We have compassion for those who are hurting, and we hold them in peace and harmony and love. Not to deny that it's there, but to declare that because it's there, greater love is now being brought to them in many, many ways. We recognize the good and all of the help that has been lined up and all of the people who stand in line to support. and help them in so many ways, including each of us. If we are called to doing anything in concretely in terms of supporting, but if we're not, we're simply supporting right now by holding them in love, by lifting them up, and by recognizing and seeing them as the divine spiritual beings that they really are, whatever they're going through. And as I hold that truth and I recognize that there's a way to lift them up, then I am hereby acting in this treatment to do just that. And I lift them up and I hold them high. We call it the high watch, holding them high in consciousness, seeing them as the true spiritual beings they are. And knowing that, I can only be grateful that they too can find that within them, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. That they find that love, that support, that they experience it, they know it, that that peace of mind that is naturally built in, that spirit is always giving and providing, that they find a place for that to open up inside of them and allow them to walk through this difficulty with greater ease. I'm so grateful that I live in a universe that responds this way, that gives us the power to look at a bigger, broader, higher perspective and to see a greater truth, no matter what's happening. I'm grateful that this energy called life is alive and well in each of us and moving and changing and bringing such great joy. So in this gratitude, with a real sense of love and light and life, I can release this treatment now, knowing for now it is complete, as I listen over the coming days to what Spirit has in store for me in response. This is my truth. I let it be, and so it is. So it is. And now we'll have some music. Wow. Okay, so this month we are talking about finances. And finance, dollars and cents, spreadsheets, all of those things are absolutely necessary and important in our life today. But as we are doing with what's happening with folks going through hurricanes and all of the other things happening in the world, we need to rise to a higher place, to raise our consciousness into another level of looking at it, rather than looking at it from the level of the physical, the level of what's happening here. Not that that isn't real and really important, but to make a difference for ourselves over this whole month where we are celebrating and looking at the whole idea of the flow of abundance, we need to lift our minds to a different place. You can't solve a problem at the same level of consciousness that it was where it was created. So if some of you are struggling in this area, then now's the time not to work harder on trying to fix it at that level, but instead to lift our minds and consciousness to some bigger, better, greater ideas. And that's what we're going to do this month. So we're starting today by this big, broad, great, big idea, kind of like that first step in treatment that says, I am swimming in the infinite. Now, that's a kind of wild and crazy idea when you think about it. You're just kind of swimming. But you are. I mean, you think about it. If you're going to go diving, scuba diving, or you're going to swim, you got to worry. You got to take care of the breath part. So what do? We get breathers now. That's the new thing. So you don't even have to take an air tank with you down to the bottom of the ocean. You simply breathe through these mechanisms that you pull in oxygen out of, you don't breathe in the water, but you breathe in air. So it keeps changing it and cleaning it, clearing it. And you can just go a lot longer than we used to with the tanks. So we're going to practice this whole business of swimming in the infinite. I love that image. So everyone, if you will humor me here, try to hold your breath as long as you can. I'm not going to go longer than that because I don't want to waste air time. However, I want you to get the point. You can't, right? No one can die by holding their breath. It's built in. Life has to happen in you. And one of the places where it's most obvious is you breathe. You know, and when we breathe, what's happening there? We are swimming in the infinite as air, as space and time. You breathe in all these wonderful oxygen, and you breathe out things you no longer need, carbon dioxide and bad breath and all that other stuff that you get rid of and let go of. And then you breathe in again. We don't even think about this typically, right? But it is the model for understanding the flow of abundance in our lives. We breathe in, we take so much good in, and then we release. And you know, that may be as much about becoming aware of what's happening as it is trying to make something happen. We don't get more abundance by trying to make it happen. Wayne Dyer says this. Well, he'll say it up there in a minute.
Abundance is not something we acquire. It is something we
tune into. That's right. Abundance is not something you acquire. It's something you tune into. You don't get abundance. You already got it. You've already got that abundance of air. You know, the cool part, we talk about being connected, and this may make it feel a little creepy to you, but when you breathe in, you're breathing in parts of the people all around you. We're not only sharing air, we are sharing molecules of ourselves, of our bodies. We're constantly letting that go, and then other people are picking it up. And it ends up feeding us in keeping our bodies moving and healthy and growing. So we're contagioning prosperity. We are contagioning abundance. We are contagioning health. You know, there's a lot of stuff right now about contagioning those other things like viruses, and on it goes. But I'm totally turning that around in my mind. I'm inviting you to do the same. I'm contagioning health. I am contagioning abundance. It's not about getting it. It's about becoming aware of it. And what we know is the more we extend and express and develop that awareness, the more our lives change and what happens in the regular everyday world for us changes. It's really pretty cool. So as we establish ourselves, Eric Butterworth said this, when we establish ourselves in the consciousness of God, spirit, life, whatever word you want to use there, the more universe moves to flow into us with its abundance of life and substance. In other words, the main thing we need to do to become aware and tap into the abundance that's all around us and within us and part of us, which eventually will shows up in our finances or maybe sooner, not necessarily eventually, is to heighten our awareness of the infinite. So the challenge for this month, as we go forward, and I'll say this again towards the end, is to spend your time, your day. This is your assignment, if you want to take it as an assignment. It's your invitation, if you want to take it that way, to spend this month focusing on the idea and the awareness of all of the abundance around you. The abundance of chairs in this room, the abundance of people in this room, the abundance of opportunities that we have every day. You know, I got home from my retreat last week and things were a little more rustic there. I'll call it that. And I got home and I was making something to drink and I have a little countertop ice machine that keeps ice flowing all the time, and I'm looking at that mechanism and how it works and how it makes the ice and then it drops the ice and then there's more and it keeps going. And I'm looking at this and thinking, imagine 100 years ago, no one could imagine such a thing in your, I mean, you had to hire people to create the ice and build it, and you get it from one place, and then you put it in things to keep it cold because you didn't have refrigeration yet, and on it goes. We have such an abundance of conveniences now. We've replaced the hard labor of many, many people with one simple appliance, and you can apply that all over your house. Well, what I'm suggesting is not that there's anything good or bad about that, but that we take the time to think about it, to notice it, to lift our consciousness into an idea of gratitude, an idea of awareness of the richness and power and beauty that is always moving through us. One of the conversation before we started today got me going about Peru. So pardon me if I'm talking too much, but they have a wonderful practice down there, and you'll see it if you're down, and especially back in out in the areas where it's much more the native Indian folk, the Inca descendants, and the men especially, in the early morning will get up and turn, and they stand facing the sun, and they throw their arms out, and their intention is simply to absorb as much of that sun energy as they possibly can. And they do some chants sometimes, or they do some other practices. But it's kind of interesting because if you're driving around the countryside, it's not unusual to every time you pass a farm to see the guy out here doing this. You're like, what? It's that awareness that the world around us is giving us so much. And it's only our job to open up and receive and be willing to recognize it. See, we have so many ideas of God that are limited by what we have been told before now. Ideas that God is a jealous God. That's in that Bible book. That's a bad translation of it, but that's what's there. And ideas in our culture about my God is better than your God, and so we end up fighting wars between different cultures about which God is the best one. And which one is the real one and which one's not. But all of those are limited ideas of God. What we are talking about here is something else altogether. We're talking about that energy behind everything. I love it that Joseph Campbell says in his book, Thou Art That. God is a word referring us past anything that we have conceived or can name. And that's why the Jewish folks didn't use the word God. They had symbols for it, but that's all. Because the word points us beyond any of our preconceived ideas about it, even the idea of it being infinite. I mean, that's the most we could say about it. It's the great mystery. It's the infinite. It's the something else. And so as we begin to celebrate this idea of prosperity all around us, of abundance all around us, just invite you to start paying attention. I mean, I have an abundance of terrible ideas that flow into my living room every day when I'm watching YouTube on the big screen. And I'm seeing murder and mayhem and all this other stuff. It's the abundance. And I have to turn it off. Or change the channel or do something so that I'm not totally just absorbed into this negative idea of the world and these negative ideas of God, these limited ideas of what life can be. So and I'm not knocking TV or YouTube, because you can also use that to fill your mind with great ideas. There are some wonderful things out there to be listened to and to participate in. But isn't it interesting how those things which are designed to get our attention, the things that would either create fear or anger in us, are the things we often click on. Maybe you don't, but I do. And then I have to realize what I'm doing, and I stop. And my grandson's great at saying, Grandpa, that's just clickbait. Don't pay any attention to it. I'm like, yes, it's just clickbait. Don't pay any attention to it. Because there's a higher truth at work here always. And, you know, it's how we think about the things, where we see them and what they're doing. I was reading I received this in some information from another spiritual group, the Divine Science, which is our grandmother group. I mean, the CSL grew out of Divine Science. Ernest Holmes was a Divine Science minister. He was never a religious science minister or a New Thought, a Science of Mind minister. The only thing he was ever licensed or ordained in was Divine Science. And believe it or not, they're still around. They're very quiet. Look them up on the internet. You'll find some really amazing, interesting ideas there. But in one of the things that I was reading from, the reminder was that Shakespeare, this amazing wise man that no one quite figured out who he was, put in the mouth of Hamlet, "There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." So it's our power of thought that counts, whether we're thinking about our lack or whether we're thinking about our prosperity. And you know, no matter how much lack is in your face, if you look closely enough, you'll find the presence of good of some kind. We look closely at these things. And if we don't even see it, we can still celebrate that it must be there. Helen Street, one of my favorite ministers in the generation before me, used to stomp her foot and say, "All right, God, there's good in this, and I demand to see it, whatever it is." So you could say the same thing. There's an abundance in this, and I demand to see it. Now, it works better if you got really good big bosoms and you can do all that while you're saying that. I don't have that, so I don't get to. But she did, man. And her presence on stage was huge, and it was big, and it was wonderful. And she said, you know, "God is my sugar daddy in the sky." And that's a crazy idea, and yet it isn't. Because all that we have is provided from that one source, that one power that we talk about so much and that we celebrate so much. So it's about getting in touch with that and going with it and loving it and appreciating it. So we got to get a better idea of our abundance if we're going to make this all work for us, and we're going to expand our prosperity experience so that by seeing the abundance that we already have. And that's looking beyond the circumstance. We've already talked about that. One of our founding teachers that was very informative for Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of Science of Mind, was Troward, Judge Troward. And he was an interesting character because he grew up in India and was taught and trained by his caretakers, because he came from a very wealthy family. His father was a judge before him. And they taught him Eastern thought. They taught him the ideas from Hinduism and others about a larger idea of truth. You know? And what he said in that so much is that, and his key idea there is that all of creation is a result of the infinite contemplating itself. So our creation, the things that we can bring forward and create, come from us contemplating ourselves, what we want, who we are, what we desire, and how limited our thought might be about blocking any of it. You know, the more we clear these negative ideas, these limiting thoughts about other things, the freer that awareness of abundance and that flow of spirit through us is, the more we will see it manifesting in every day in our lives. One of my favorite little New Thought ideas is simply that so many people today in our world, perhaps some of us at times, are like the little fish that left school before he finished and swam the seven seas looking for water. You know, we get so caught up in looking for and trying to make happen, when what we need to be doing and what will make us even easier and freer is to recognize we're already swimming in it. We're swimming in the infinite. We're swimming in abundance. We're swimming in all of the characteristics that we have ever understood to have anything to do with the divine. And just paying attention to that on a moment-to-moment, day-to-day basis will change your financial life, I guarantee you. Take time with that. Spend time with that. And I'll leave you one more closing thought. And this comes from the Dhammapada, the Eastern thought, that in this world, hate never dispels hate. Only love dispels hate. This is the law, ancient and inexhaustible. And the affirmation that goes behind that is, when I listen inside, when I look inside, all I really see is love. I invite you to look for that love within you and know that that is what abundance is really all about. Because you're wonderful. So am I. So it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I had so much fun putting this together. So now we're going to hear about prosperity from a practical standpoint, because this center requires a certain amount of dollars in order to work. And it's working, and it's abundant. And we're looking to increase that abundance by seeing and hearing and recognizing how good life really is. So let's hear from our treasurer, Vance.
Mike, and you can hear me. Prosperity is amazing. The center is doing great. We are always, and in this month of finances and abundance, and this talk is about sharing the abundance. I know I've got a ongoing, dedicated giving, and then as my income fluctuates, as it does, because I'm paid commission, I just bump up as it goes along. So you can do that online on our website, cslmidtown.org/donate. You click on the QR code that pops up to donate. And we love having you here and online and sharing in the abundance. And as I'm spiritually fed, that's where I give back to. So if you will say the affirmation of prosperity with me. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Back to Dr. Bob.
Thank you, Vance. So we are in a world right now where we are breathing in, breathing out. And I would like to, if Diego can bring it up, I'd like to end with the affirmation for this week. And can you give it to us? There it is. I am always swimming in an ocean of infinite abundance. So there you are. I invite you to say that to yourselves, to hold on to that this week. And come back next week ready for more, because there will be more. We get to start talking about money itself in the next couple of weeks, so that'll be fun. So I would like to remind you that we have an ongoing class right now that's too late to join. However, immediately following that class, starting in October, I will be teaching a foundations class. And this is getting to back to the basics of what Science of Mind is all about. If you are new to the teaching, it's ideal and perfect for you. If you've been in this teaching for decades, as I have, it is perfect for you, because you always find something new as we operate and read through the textbook and look at the depth that's there. We are not the same people we were before. So we get to bring and to come into this teaching it according to who we are now and digging into what it means for me now. Knowing that, I would close this out with our closing affirmation, which is, I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you. Have a wonderful week.